Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Shooting out of control through cyberspace and crashing into a server near you. It's the duo that proves common sense is the least common of all. The Buddy and Michael Show. And now, Buddy and Michael.
Hello and welcome. This is the Buddy and Michael Show. My name is Buddy. And boy, it was good to hear that intro. That's like reconnecting with an old dear friend. I'm joined, as I always am, by my longtime good friend and very capable co-host, Michael. Hey, Michael, you know what, Michael? We almost didn't have our intro on this show.
Oh, how come we didn't have an intro? What happened?
Well, it's been so long since we've done a show that Blog Talk Radio had wiped out all our audio clips. We had nothing in there.
You had to go find it.
And I couldn't find it. It's been so long. I have no clue where I saved it. I have no idea where it is. I don't know what drive it's on. So the only way that I was able to get it is I went out and downloaded the last episode that we did and edited it off the front and saved it as a new file and then uploaded it. The only way we had our intro.
Wow.
I have no idea where it went. Yeah.
I know. It's got to be at least, this is like a little reunion show we're having, and it's good to be back, good to hear Chuck's voice.
Yep.
Missed that intro. That was done way back, I think in the late 90s or maybe the early 2000s when we had Chuck do that, A Tropical Traveler. And so it's been a while, and hopefully we'll get to do some of these more frequently.
Yes, hopefully. We're going to try to, we pull this out of the mothballs and dusting it off and get it going again, and we'll see if we can't get the bus moving here a little bit more. The ironic thing is that the show that I got the intro from, we were talking about how long it had been since we had done a show. And we were making
all these jokes. Did it give you the date that we did it?
Yes, I don't remember the exact date, but it was April of 2015. So it's been like 2.5 years.
Wow, I don't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, that's the last one they have. That's the most recent one. And so it's been, 2.5 years or so, something like that?
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, a lot of things have happened, and we got a good 25 minutes. 25 minutes goes fast, so hopefully we'll cover some ground on here, and then we can do another one soon.
Yes. Well, you know what do we got going on? What's your thoughts on this NFL deal with the players kneeling instead of respecting the national anthem and the flag? Give me your take on that.
Well, I tell you, buddy, I don't even know what the protesting about. I mean, I know this Colin Kaepernick started this thing last year, kneeling, and I believe the original intent was protesting these so-called police brutality and of blacks. And then I think, once Trump got involved, I think people were just taking a knee. Oh, she got involved. My take is, buddy, you know what? There's plenty of ways to protest, okay? You can, protest is something that's an American right. We have a right to protest, peacefully protest.
Right.
That's what makes America great, okay?
Right.
I think there's a certain time and a place for your protesting. And I don't think what all this is doing is pissing people off. No one's listening to their message that they're trying to get across. You stand for the flag because it represents the country. Is it a perfect country? Absolutely not. We have a lot of bad things that happened in the past. But it's a country that gets better and better. You cannot compare the treatment of blacks today to the 1800s. You can't compare the treatment of blacks today and minorities even to the 1950s and the 60s. I mean, things are better. Not perfect, better. So for me, buddy, I'm not watching the NFL anymore. I'm done with it. I'm just over it. And I just think there's better ways to protest than to do it this way. And that's my take on it. What's your take?
Well, you know, I had two thoughts on this thing, two thoughts that came to me. First off, they come out with a comment and talk about how, you know, they didn't think the president should have taken such a divisive position on it. And that right there alone just had me seething, because you're telling me, he's the one being divisive, you're telling me that you're going to take a stance, you're going to disrespect the flag, disrespect the anthem, disrespect the country that gave you the right to protest it. And if you want to protest it, I'm with you. You've got that right. And I'll stand up and fight for your right to protest it. I think it's a bad way to protest it. But you're going to do it and protest in such a way. You've got veterans out there that have fought under those colors, some given their lives for that freedom, and you're going to protest by disrespecting all of that, and you think that that's not going to be divisive? Somewhere in your brain, you think that's not going to be divisive? Are you really that stupid? I don't think so. So first off, we're seeing the hypocritical left right off the bat right there.
Absolutely.
My second thought on this was, well, this is the best protest you can come up with. You guys are making all this money, millions and millions of dollars, some of these guys, and this is the best protest you got sitting on a knee? You can't use this money in some way to make a real – I mean, seriously. There's people out there that make nothing that do a better job than this. I mean, come on. What? There's no way that this is the way that this is a real protest. This is for attention. It's got to be. I mean,
and one thing people don't really realize is Colin Kaepernick, when he first started this thing last year, before President Trump even got elected, number one, he wore socks. He had socks on his feet there. And know what the socks had? He had cops.
What?
He had cops depicted as pigs. Okay? Okay? Uh-huh. There's a guy who wear a shirt of Fidel Castro. So what I'm saying is, how do you think, you just made the point, that's the best way you can protest? That's just to piss off millions and millions and millions of people who are not going to listen to your message. Your message might be okay. Maybe we have to address, I don't think so, but there could be a problem with racial profiling and stuff. How come these people don't protest? How come these people don't protest in Chicago? This is a fact. This is not something that I made up or you make up or it's on the show. This is a fact. More black men are killed by other black men than are killed by police. But I don't hear anything about Black Lives Matter. I don't see them going into the inner city and setting up some volunteering in the inner city. How come no one talks about that? I'm trying to understand it without being insensitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know why. I know that, you know, our local sheriff here, you know, all cities, and we're not a big city, but we're a good-sized city, good-sized county here, and we have crime, and, you know, our crime rates are kind of going up, and we have a bit of black-on-black crime, as you were talking about. And here's the thing about black-on-black crime. It's one of the hardest to solve because nobody wants to talk. And our sheriff takes criticism because, you know, these crimes aren't solved. Believe it on the news and say, we want to solve it. We want to bring justice for these poor victims. But we need witness statements. We need information. Nobody will give us any information on it.
Right.
So I don't understand it either. Why do they want to take this position but not put the police in a position that they can do anything about it? And guess what?
Exactly.
There are black cops out there Are these black cops supposed to be racist too and not want to help black people?
Exactly.
Let's use some sense here.
Exactly. And you know what? In any profession, I don't care what profession you pick, no matter what it is, you're going to have some bad people. There might be some bad cops in the country, okay? There might be. And it probably is.
Oh.
There is. But
oh,
I tell you
right.
one thing. I tell you, I did not. I have no statistics on this because you really can't look into someone's heart. But I believe
right.
90%, 90, 9 out of 10 police officers, and I have family members that are police officers, I think 9 out of 10 want to make a difference and are trying to help. Don't wake up every morning saying, oh, let me see how I can shoot a black man today. I don't think that enters
right.
into their mind. So this country does have racist people in the country, but you cannot say the United States of America is a racist country. This country does more for minorities than any other country in the world, in the history of the world. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got nothing to add to that. Have you have you seen a show? It's on A&E. It's kind of on the hiatus now, but it's coming back here in a couple of weeks here in October. It's called Live PD. Have you heard of it or have you seen it?
I've heard of it, and I haven't watched it. I think that's one of it's a Friday night or something where they actually follow these police officers, and it's live. Yeah,
yeah,
I haven't watched
Friday
it, though,
night
no.
Saturday night. They do it from 9 to midnight, and then at midnight they re-show the 3 hours, but from 9 to midnight it's live. And they do it on Friday and Saturday night. And it is amazing. It's one of these shows that's just fascinating to see what the, you know, and they're on the cops on the calls all over the place. They get domestic calls. They get, you know, they'll get called to shots fired. They'll get called to, you know, weirdos wandering around in businesses. They get about every kind of call you can imagine. And there'll be traffic stops. They'll pull people over. It's amazing how many cars they'll pull over, and they'll end up asking the driver to step out because as soon as the driver opens the window, it's just this clot of weed in his face. And
yeah.
In most states, it's not legal. But anyway, when you watch that show, it's fascinating to see the calls and how the cops handle it, how these cops hold on to their cool in some of these situations where, I mean, they're getting berated and they don't, you know, you and I probably would just lose our temper and go off. They don't. And I gain a respect for the police, but you see how these cops, there was this one girl that the cop placed under arrest. She was a young girl. She's probably late teens, early 20s, and this happened on several different calls over across the course of the show, but they start jumping her, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, "Get off me! Get off me! Get off me!" Well, they're not going to get off of you, you idiot. They're arresting you, and they start making a scene. Ow! You're hurting me! You're hurting me! So it's going to make a case for brutality. So these are the people that want to make these claims about all this thing going on. When they're fabricating it, and you can watch them fabricate it. And the thing, now, Michael, all of these cops that we're watching, they have body cams on. And the body the cams are recording the incident from the time they step out of the car until the time they are entirely done with the person. So the cops are not going to get away with stuff.
You know,
see exactly what these people are doing. So if anybody that hasn't caught that show, I encourage you to watch it at least once. Just you can get a little bit more. I don't want to say understanding because I don't know what it's like to be a cop. But I've got a lot more respect. I had respect all along, but even more respect for these police officers and law enforcement officers watching this show.
Absolutely. And I guess before we move on, we want to do a little talk about TV shows. But real quick, you know, a lot of these people, these liberals and stuff, they were saying, "Oh, we want body cams on these police officers because the police officers should welcome that because." 99% of the time, it's going to prove the police officer correct. If a cop tells you to do something, you do it. If a cop tells me put my hands here, I put my hand here. Even if I feel like I'm being, you know, you just do it. And that is more the problem. This whole thing about hands up, don't shoot, that was such a fabrication. It's ridiculous. And I'll say one more thing. They say President Trump is divisive. President Obama, he got involved in all these cases before they even went to trial with the Ferguson and with the Trayvon Martin. He put his two cents in those things before there was even a verdict.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear anything about the president.
Remember the beer summit?
The what summit?
The beer summit. Remember, he had a beer summit at the White House.
Oh, recall? Yeah, with the cops
and that black professor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember all that. So he was very divisive. Yeah. That's just the problem. And you know, these people think, well, Trump says this, Trump says that. They're surprised by it. Trump has been the most transparent president, whether you like him or not. He told you what he was going to do, and he does it. That's it. I mean, you may not like it or dislike it, but please don't say, you know, he's a phony or he's transparent. It's who he is.
Yeah.
You know, he calls people. I never heard a president say, get those son of a bitches off the field. I've never heard a president say that.
No. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but I like having a president that doesn't think about political correctness before he opens his mouth. I like a president who's willing to speak his mind. I like that about
it.
Yes. You know, it's so refreshing. You know.
I think it's refreshing. So, well, that's our take there on the NFL. If you want to do some TV shows, I know we do watch some shows together.
Yeah. We how are we going to divide this up? Let's start with AGT because I think we can do that one quickly. So, America's Top Talent this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I wasn't going to watch it because then you asked me just to watch one episode. I did get wrapped into it. I think I'm done with it after this year. I think it's run its course for me. But I will say this. I do think in the final top 10 people, I do think America got it right when it was down to the girl with the puppets and the girl who was a fantastic singer, 11, 12 years old. She was a great singer.
Uh-huh.
But I think the girl with the puppets, that was simply amazing. I mean, I watch her lips. I don't see nothing moving. She's able to do two puppets, and she sings with these puppets. So I think America definitely got it right with AGT with that girl.
I agree with you 100%. I saw some comments on Facebook really complaining because she won. You know, this is supposed to be a show about talent, and the other girl was loaded with talent. I'm going to tell you what, Darcy Lynn, the ventriloquist with the puppets, she had more talent than the others because, like you said, not only was she doing the ventriloquism, but she was singing at the same time, which is a separate talent. She's keeping track of the two puppets and herself. She's being three people at once. And I'm going to tell you something about her ventriloquism. You know, I grew up as a magician, and I'm a juggler and all of that. And ventriloquism is considered what they call an allied art to magic and juggling and those type of performing. And I've tried being a ventriloquist. I've studied a lot in my life. I've got videos on it and how to do it. For her to be able to do it, particularly at her age, the way she does, she's better at the actual ventriloquism than Terry Fader, the season 2 winner, and even Jeff Dunham, who's a phenomenal ventriloquist. Like you said, her mouth does not budge. I sat and watched her mouth to see how good, and I was just blown away at her ventriloquism ability. So I wholeheartedly agree with it. I think she was the one with the most talent this year, and I think it was the one thing Mel B did right all season. The only thing Mel B did right all season was giving her the golden buzzer.
Couldn't agree more. We think the worst judge there, the worst one, in my opinion, is Mel B. I think she's clueless.
Yeah.
She's racist. She's divisive. She offers very little. I don't say nothing, but she offers very little to me for the show. And you're right. She was a golden buzzer.
Yeah, she offers me nothing. I nothing would make me happier if they would get her off of there, and I'd love a ceremonial ejection from the theater. I am so done with Mel B. She frustrates me. She is at zero. Other than Darcy Lynn, her golden buzzer, she has no real taste and talent. I'm surprised that she gave her the golden buzzer because she doesn't really have much taste and talent. She just doesn't.
No.
I'm tired of the off the chain and all that kind of crap.
Off the chain. Yeah. I'm with you. I think if she went, my chance of watching the show would go up a little more, but I'm definitely done with it by next year. It's run its course for me as far as, you know, watching it. So
her snow cone hair look, I mean.
Stupid.
She's just, And one thing that happened during the season that frustrated me, she had this god-awful act. And they got a no, and she went up. There was two yeses, two no's. She got up on stage and made the scene about how she wasn't getting off stage until somebody changed the vote. And Simon Cowell, I tip my hat to him for being a sportsman, He said, well, if you feel that strongly, I'm willing to change my vote to a yes and give him a chance. So he does. Later on in the season, she voted no. She and Howie voted no on something that Heidi and Simon voted yes on, and Simon did the same thing. He got up there on stage, said, no, I'm not going to let you do this. This guy deserves a chance. He's got talent. He needs to go through and give a chance. And he looks at Mel B. He says, I'm not going until somebody changes my vote. And he looks at Mel B, and Mel B says, well, why are you looking at me? And he should have called her out right away. He should have said, because I changed my vote for you, you won't change your vote for me. But instead, she goes, why are you looking at me? Why should I change? Blah, 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 blah. And I, whatever respect I had for her, I completely lost at that point. So
yeah, I think that might have been the one where saved the dog, the hero, and he went on stage for that one. I don't know if it was that one or not, but that could have been that one right there. I mean, Simon Cowell, you see why he is what he is. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
You like him or not.
Yeah.
And you could tell he's the type of guy. He might be a Trump in a sense where Trump gets all this, that he's negative. Anyone who knows Donald Trump says he's one of the nicest, most loving people. Mm-hmm. If you look at Simon Cowell, I know he doesn't want that reputation, but I think he's one of the judges that will go up there. He'll talk to them. I think he encourages them. So I think he's pulling that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Absolutely. You see him going up there and talking to everyone before they perform. You know, you got this. The talent's there. You don't have to worry about this. And he did that with everyone. They showed videos. I think he did it with every contestant.
Yep.
I couldn't have more respect for Simon at this point.
Me too. And also, I know we're running out because I got to get another show at 55.
Yep.
But I just say one more thing about that is this. Is when the show ended and the girl with the puppets won, she was so overwhelmed that she didn't even acknowledge anybody. And that little girl was up there by herself, the one who lost. The first person up there was Simon Cowell.
Simon, yep. Give her a big hug.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw that too. I caught that too.
What else you got for the last few minutes here?
Yeah, we only got a couple minutes left here. So let's talk Big Brother real quick. I'm about done with that. If they bring veterans back next season and have, do this whole super fan versus veterans again, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. The only way that they can revamp this show for me at this point is to go out and find 16 people or whoever they start with, a group that has not watched it before. And start fresh, because I don't like the way they play it anymore. I don't, there's this follow the house mentality. Nobody makes big plays, and they clearly get an advantage. Paul was going to be in the final two from the first day, because he's a returning veteran, and they have an unfair advantage.
I agree.
What do you think?
I think that they have to just go back to what it was in the beginning, and either make it all veterans or don't make it, bring back new people and not veterans, because that's just, and all these other things I don't like, all these other, I don't know if CBS is being straight and forward with all these saves and these temptations. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. So I disagree.
Yeah,
I'm glad Paul didn't win.
Me too. Truthfully, he probably played the best, but then he had an unfair advantage, so I don't know if we can really say that. But I agree with you. I'm glad he didn't either. And, he and Christmas were talking about, I played such a good social game. No, you didn't. He made the same mistakes that got him number two the previous season, and he didn't learn anything from it. So at such a social game, he would have won. He would have gotten at least eight of the nine votes. So, how do you say you played a good social game,
I think Paul, you're right. Paul, I wasn't crazy that Josh won. I don't think he's not the best player to me, and you watch more than I have. But I was just so anti-Paul at that point that I was glad that Josh won. But I'm glad. You know what? I didn't like him in the beginning, but you know who I'm glad got the $25,000?
Cody.
It was Cody. He's that's the one guy. You stood for himself. He didn't change, and that was it. That's it. I love that about him, I have to say.
Yeah. And he even voted, when he cast his vote, he said, I'm voting this way because I said I would. So he even kept his word to the end, whether that's who he wanted to vote for or not. But I tell you something. I don't know if you've heard the announcement, but Jessica and Cody are going to be on The Amazing Race. To put them on the season Amazing.
That would be – I think that would be – I don't watch that show. But I might watch it for them. I think that would be a fantastic couple on there. I think that would be that would be good.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Okay.
Well, I know that you got to get out of here. You got another show to do, so I'll let you slip on out. Any parting thoughts?
Well, this has been fantastic. We cannot wait 2.5 more years. Let's see if we can talk to production, and let's see if we can get maybe do it once a month or maybe, you know, every not 2.5 years. It's been a great time, my friend. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. I missed it. I didn't realize how much until we started doing it again. And I agree with you. We got to do this more often.
All right, my friend. So I'll sign off now, and I'm heading over to the 2G show. So I'll be over there. So take care, America, and thank you, buddy. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, Michael. It's been a blast again. As he said, he's going over to the 2G show. He's going to be over there at 5 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. So be sure to check those guys out coming up next. And I'm going to step away just here for a quick break, and I'll be back with you to wrap things up here in just a moment.
AdoptUSKids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, we really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back here. This is the Buddy and Michael Show, if you just checking in, and I'm sorry if you are, because we've only got a little bit of show left. My co-host Michael, we had to slip off to do his other show, the 2Gs, which will be coming up in about a minute and 40 seconds on Blog Talk Radio. So I encourage you to try to get that. As we said during the show, we should do this quite frequently, several times a month, in fact, but it's been 2.5 years since we've done a show, so we thought we'd fire it up again. We got together recently and was talking about some things and said, you know what, we ought to do a show again. So that's what we did today. We hope to be doing it more frequently. We hope that you join us again. If you missed any of our previous shows, and this is the first one you're catching, go to our archive. Many of our previous shows are out there. And on our next show, once we get this fired up again, we'll have our phone numbers going. You can call in, let us know if you agree with us, where we got it right, where we got it wrong, and all that kind of thing. We're going to try to have the chat room up and going again like we used to. Didn't have any of those things today just because we were trying to just get the ball rolling again and get back in the swing of it, work off the rust and that sort of thing. And we had fun. So I don't know how many people we got listening live here, but if you're listening on demand, we appreciate you. We thank you very much. Invite you to listen to our other shows. And invite you to get us again. I can't tell you when the next show is going to be. We don't know. We're trying to put together a schedule and hopefully be able to get that up and going soon. But We're so happy you're with us today, and we hope you're with us next time. My name is Buddy. For Michael, we'll see you next time.